Liam Power. You must be excited for that. That sounds incredibly hard.
Yeah, I hope I don't stuff it up. Yeah, no, it should be fantastic.
Yeah, look, I don't know, this could be a world first. I don't want to call it, but let's just say stick around for that. But you've been doing magic for a little while. You first sort of got into it. It was a trip to Thailand. What was the trick that you saw that really made you want to commit to this as a career?
I can't remember the exact name of the trick, but it was a card trick. Basically, family friend of my dad's, was a magician from America, and through mutual friends, we met up with him at Christmas Day on Thailand, and he showed me all this magic on Christmas morning, like some amazing, really good top class tricks, and I just, like, my jaw hit the table, and I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. Like,
yeah.
And he was doing charity shows for the Red Cross there, so I followed him around like a puppy for the next 2 days, you know, like begging him, and he finally taught me like one trick, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been using your magic to sort of do some good in the world as well. You teamed up with the Fred Hollows Foundation. Tell me a bit about sort of the work you've done overseas with the magic.
Yeah, so I haven't done anything with them for a few years, but I was lucky enough, I had the privilege sort of to go over to Cambodia. This was in 2014? 14, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying. Was it 3 years? 2014, and we got to sort of film their work there, and then I got to perform magic for their patients once they got their eyesight back. So it was. To be honest, I'm not even trying to sound cheesy, but it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. Like, just seeing the work they do over there is sensational.
So, yeah. Well, it's nice to hear that, because magic. I mean, look. Tell me if I'm wrong here. I feel like it gets a bit of a rap of being something that attracts perhaps, you know, maybe the more annoying people in the world. I even like, I know I did magic as a kid, so I mean, I know what it's like, but I remember it was just literally the other weekend, I was working at this festival, and this kid came up to me, and very strange kid. Like, he was maybe 15, 16. He's like, yeah, you guys want to see some tricks? We're like, yeah, cool. And he was doing the tricks kind of well, and we were into it. But then he'd like turn around and just start coughing, like, oh, like dying into his hand. And then he'd grab the cards again. And then we'd be like, man, are you okay? He's like, oh, you know, I stayed up till 4 a.m. doing magic for people. And he just like, then he'd take breaks to just die in the corner, and then he'd come back, and I don't know if that was part of his routine, but we just ended up being annoyed, and it was just, he wouldn't leave us alone. So it's great that, I mean, do you have to,
yes,
like,
that's me. I've come to pester you now, and I'm just stuck with you for the next 2 hours. Well, while I mean, cough down the mic.
How do people react when you say, because I feel like some people love that idea of being a magician, and some are like, oh great, you know.
Lately, the reaction's been, you should go on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Apollo's one of my faves from The Bachelorette, man. We talked about him on the show heaps, yeah.
Yeah, and he almost won too, so.
Big time.
But no, look, generally you get the full spectrum of reactions. You get, oh my God, that's so cool, so that's really lame, to everything in between.
Yeah.
But I think you get that with almost everything, really.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, hey, look, you've told me that you can do this trick completely through the phone. We have got Sage on the line, because we put out a call earlier. We said, hey, if you want to call up and you want to be part of this trick, do it. We got a call from Sage. Sage, you're live. What's going on?
Rainbow magic sparkles rainbows.
Yeah, all right. So you said that's what Sage was saying on the phone. Are you a big fan of magic, Sage?
Definitely.
All right, awesome. So, Liam, look, I guess we're going to let you, you've got a deck of cards with you. Obviously, this is radio, so you might have to do a bit of explaining.
Yep.
I can do that too. And I guess let's see what we got.
All right, Sage, how are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So, Sage, I got a pack of cards, but what I've done is, before I came into the studio, I set up the pack of cards. So they're not random, they're not shuffled. I've set them up in a certain order. Right.
Okay.
What I've done is I've taken one card out of the pack and I've turned it upside down and put it back. So there's one card the wrong way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want you to do is first think of the suit. So you've got clubs, hearts, spades, or diamonds. Have you got one?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. You can say it over the phone so everyone knows what it is.
Four clubs.
All right. Four of clubs. Excellent. Okay. So there's no way anyone could have known you're going to choose the four of clubs, right? Except for you.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Bryce is going to confirm this. What I'm doing now is I'm opening up the pack of cards.
Yeah, and we got to say, I don't know this. I don't know who Sage is. We literally put out the call, and this is the person who called through. So this is all legit, and you got the pack of cards in your hands.
And remember I said I turn one card upside down, right?
Yep.
If I go through, right? There's one card upside down in the whole pack, right? Is that right, Bryce?
So far, there's only one upside down, and you're revealing the whole deck. I'm going to pull out this upside down card. Can I flip it over?
Flip it over.
Sage, it's the four of clubs.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably harder for you, Sage, but I'm very much amazed that this is the card you had, because I don't know who Sage is. Sage, we didn't set this up, did we?
Nope. Oh. I literally just rang from the van.
You rang from the van, and that's what we've got. This is the card. Well, hey, Sage, thanks for being part of our trick, man.
You're welcome.
There you go. I don't want to say how do you do it, because that's your career. But look, have you got anything with the deck of cards you might be able to show me as like any kind of cool things like that not involving Sage?
Putting you on the spot right now. No, that's okay. I tell you what, I can do something with some cards, or I can do something with some money.
Yeah, man, money talks. That's what I live by.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm a baller.
So, you know this is real because it's your five.
Yeah, absolutely, right. It's real.
So, what I'm going to do...
Yeah.
Nothing in my hands, right?
No.
Nope. Excellent. I'm going to fold this up into quarters.
So you're folding in half, it in quarters.
Well, actually, let's go eights.
Yeah, great.
And what this does nothing, but it makes it smaller and harder to see, which is very unimpressive. Then when you unfold it, it gets bigger.
Oh, no, I saw that turn yellow.
And we got a pineapple there, big 50.
Okay. What the hell?
Now, I'll tell you what. I know you're in community radio, so do you want 100? I'll make you 100.
Baby.
Yes.
And they're hard to find these days.
Yeah, not really. I just say that to get the 50 back, people. watch. If you fold it back up like that, it's a little bit harder the second time, but you'll see the moment it changes.
No way.
So you go back.
And that's nothing to be seen in your hands or the wall. This just changed into a 5 within seconds. And just by folding, I mean, man, Tasha's outside the studio beside herself. This is just... Oh, man. We're filming this as well. We're going to chuck it up on to a CR on a Facebook or something, because, man, this is just... Man, I wish we could do that with all money. But far out. What can I say? Liam Power, it has been a pleasure. And thanks for dropping by.
Oh, thanks for having me. Been a pleasure.